Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines in order, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show. Really significant issue this morning. And I really do believe that, the threat, of bodily harm and other threats that are given to attorney generals and people who are in those positions, that comes with the job. It bothers me, but it comes with the job. And if they're fearful and they do not do their jobs because they're afraid, this is a big problem, because we need people in there that put our country above their fears. Unfortunately, that's the way it is today, and that's the way the Republicans have made it. But they do need to come down hard on any threats, lock them up, fine them, whatever, investigate them. They need to hire all the people they can, because we cannot withstand these threats. And another thing, too, is I'm glad you're going to talk about Republicans' ability with money or what the heck they do. They have no conscience whatsoever, and they're also incompetent. Really and seriously, these people that are putting on a show in our federal government, they're incompetent. They have no skills. They do not know how to solve problems. So instead, they run in front of the TV and they're complaining that Trump won the election. I mean, come on, folks. Is this the way we're going to run with our lives for the rest of our lives? Or are we going to start, electing competent people that can solve problems, that can work with other people, that can dig us out of holes? Our President Biden has did an outstanding job with all the odds against him. Tony Evers, outstanding job. He's with the people. He's over on our side of the state working with others, trying to help get us out of the fix that we're having. Biden's doing the best job he can, but we need to get people in there to get the job done. We need competence. We need honesty and integrity, and we need people that work for the people and not their big donors. And thank you very much, Matt. Well,
thank you, Gene. As always, I love your passion. Love your passion. And I'll tell you what, you raised the issue of cracking down on people who make death threats. I don't think that people should have to put up with that. And I think too many prosecutors, and starting with Merrick Garland, who are thinking, well, trying to think 10 plays in the future, what if they make this defense, can I get a conviction? Baloney. The standard to charge is a preponderance of the evidence. An ethical prosecutor does say, well, can I prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? That doesn't mean you're certain of getting a conviction in every state case. You can't just be paralyzed and say, I'm only going to get one conviction out of 1,000 death threats in a year. You have got, if they said the words, then, I'm going to kill you, or wait, somebody else will kill you. The fact that they say, I didn't say I'd kill him, prosecute him. See if the jury is common sense. Jury of his peers, 12 people. They're not going to buy that. They're not going to buy that. If they go First Amendment, fine, let the jury decide it. When they get him, they have to have a very substantial minimum sentence. There have to be people on your block with jobs that you see at cookouts and all that who are going to jail for 4 years. Going to jail. This has got to be stopped. In 1997, I went to Russia with our Justice Department to give lectures to prosecutors and lawyers in, this is during the thaw between the countries, in on our justice system. And a lot of the prosecutors, they made $600 a month in those days. And that was 97, but that was peanuts. They were continuously subject to death threats. They told me that. And ultimately brought that country down. We can't let that happen here. Knock it off. Okay. I want to quick talk. Do not hang up, everybody. I want to talk quick about Republicans and money and then get back to the lines. Just came out in 2020, Republicans in Utah, and this was Mitt Romney and others, but it was national because it involved Florida, Utah, Iowa, Nebraska. It involved Tennessee. Contracted for COVID testing and other services with a company that had no public health experience, just a few employees, and they ended up paying them $219 million and they were being charged, the government, $235 a test, a COVID test. Now, you can go to a pharmacy and get it for like $79 right now. And even back then, at the beginning, all the other providers were doing it for $125 or less. This outfit, $235 a test, and they gave $1 million in contributions to various candidates in these states. Utah paid them $78.5 million. Iowa paid them $26 million. Nebraska paid them $62 million. Florida paid them $46.5 million. Tennessee paid them $5.9 million. Bunch of characters show up and they go, "Okay, we like to get in the business. Could we have $219 million?" And then, surprisingly, after those contracts were signed, here's $1 million in contributions. You know, the Republicans talk about eliminating waste and fraud. There are some good Republicans. I think the world of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and there are certainly crooked Democrats. But let me tell you something. This is out of hand. And I've said it here in this state. The Duchess of Foxconn is running. The Duchess pro-Foxconn give a Cheney's outfit $4 billion to see if they can make a profit, insure all their losses. They socialize their risk and privatize their profits. And they claim they're capitalists. Turned down $1 billion in train money, $1 billion in Medicaid money, then charged us back for tax dollars from our state tax dollars for the same thing. Do not trust them with money. We're going back to the lines. Next in line is Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Bill of Shorewood?
I am concerned that Ron Johnson has voted against this CHIPS bill that passed yesterday. The CHIPS bill would provide $52 billion in for chip manufacturing here in the United States. It would have, and it did pass, but he voted against it. There was another $200 billion for research and development, including workforce training and educational services in the computer area where we have a job or a expertise shortage. It would also provide money for the woefully underfunded National Science Foundation. This is in an area of chip manufacturing and chip research that is vital for many industries in the United States, including automobiles, and of course, computers itself, artificial intelligence, advanced manufacturers here in Wisconsin that have 180,000 some employees. And for him to vote against this is just one more indication of what you're saying, Matt, that he cannot be trusted with money. He doesn't know what a good investment is in our economy. And I hope the voters understand that this was a severe blunder. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. That's an excellent comment. Yeah, this CHIPS bill, by the way, they even got Moscow Mitch to sign on. I think there was something like 67 or 8 or 9 senators, including Republicans, and there were 31 or 2 Republicans voting against it, and Johnson was one. What was he thinking? Do you know that the chip shortage slowed down the auto industry badly, badly slowed down the auto industry? Right now, Taiwan, now there are their allies, that Taiwan is the Republic of China. The People's Republic is the commie Chinese on the mainland. And we shouldn't be dependent on Taiwan or anywhere else. We should not be dependent on Taiwan or anywhere else, as friendly as they are. This would have enhanced that manufacturing and was an absolutely needed investment. Thanks for calling. Next in line, Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Bill.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me on. Say, I wanted to say to all the listeners to call the station and thank Mike Crute and all the other people on there. You guys do such a wonderful job. I saw something yesterday I never thought I'd live long enough to see. Fox was turning on Trump and talking about sedition. Can you imagine that? Fox News? There was an article today out about how Fox is turning its back on Trump. That's not the end. It's a beginning. And because of Mike Crute and all you guys on that station, you're changing public opinion. You're having effect. And the timing with the midterms coming, the January 6th trial, you couldn't ask for much more. But listeners, you got to thank these guys. You got to thank Matt. You got to thank them all. Because without them, I'm not so sure all this would happen. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. And, you know, thank you for the compliment to the station. But also, remember something. Even the New York Post, which is owned by Murdoch, came out and said that Trump is not suited for public office because of what he did on January 6th. So when that is happening, that is devastating to him. That is his base. That is his base. We have a lot more to get to and a lot more callers. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Thanks all the great callers today. It was a great show. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. Hee 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 h